This was in the early 2000s, and the exact reason I was driving that night escapes me now. But one autumn night at around 8 p.m. when it was already dark, I took a right turn off the main highway. It was a small neighborhood nestled between two cities of about 100,000 people each. The rain was coming down hard, and my wipers were on medium. I wasn't in a hurry, just driving, when I came around a bend in the road to a neighborhood with maybe 40 houses, a small cul-de-sac development. I remember approaching the bend and seeing a woman. She was about 20 feet ahead, standing at the end of a driveway, lit up by my headlights. She was wearing a tank top and jeans, her arms crossed tight around herself like she was trying to warm up. She was staring directly at me, not the car, but at me. I wasn't sure what to make of it, but my first thought was that she needed help. I was young, just trying to be a good guy, so I slowed down and rolled down my passenger side window. My car didn't have power windows, so I had to lean over and crank it down. She could see that I had to roll it down, and as I opened it just a few inches, she did something strange. She reached out with her hand and grabbed the top of the window, her fingers coming so close to my face that it startled me. At first, I didn't know what to think. I had asked if she was okay, but she didn't answer. I could see her face now. She was young, probably 18 to 22, her eyes red from crying, and her breath coming in gasps between sobs. I asked again, "Are you all right? Is everything okay?" She didn't respond, and she didn't even move. She just kept staring at me, tears streaming down her face, her fingers still gripping at the top of the window. The silence between us felt heavy. It was like she was in a different world, not hearing me, not even acknowledging that I was there. I thought that maybe she was just in shock, and maybe she needed help more than I could understand. So I offered her a ride, thinking that I could take her somewhere, help her out, but she didn't react. Not even a nod, she just kept crying, staring right at me. I felt like I was in a staring contest with someone who had lost their own mind. I don't know how long I sat there, but it felt like forever. I glanced down the road ahead, not sure what to do. Then I looked back at her, and something shifted inside me. I didn't know what was going on with her, but something about the whole thing felt wrong, like I was supposed to walk away. The tension in the air was too thick, and fear started creeping into my body. I said I was sorry, though I wasn't sure why I was apologizing, and before driving away I said, "I don't think I can help you." For a moment, she didn't let go of the window, but then her finger slipped away, and without another word, I drove off into the night. I never thought much about it again, at least not until later. The more I thought about it, the more I wondered if she was in some kind of trouble, or if it was a trap. I'll never know what was going on with that girl, but I don't think I'll ever forget her eyes, and the way she just stood there in the rain, staring at me like I wasn't even there.
This was 4 years ago, but I still find myself thinking about it every now and again. It was storming pretty bad this night. I worked as an Uber driver, so on nights like these, it often gets really slow. Sometimes I don't even get a single pickup. Regardless, I always stayed out and waited, either driving around listening to music or sitting in an empty parking lot and watching YouTube on my phone. Even if I'd only get a few pickups, it's still worth the extra money that I wouldn't have made otherwise. This night was as expected. Nobody was out or going anywhere with a storm like this. For the first while, I stayed in a parking lot, sitting on my phone and listening to the storm run through the town. After an hour, I went and drove through to get some food, then went back to the parking lot and waited some more. Eventually, I got the notification that someone requested a pickup. I clicked on it, and it said they were 25 minutes from me, and they needed to be dropped off another 20 minutes away from where they were. Usually when this happens, it's because no other Uber drivers are working, so I'll be the closest available driver, even though I'm far away. I had nothing better to do this night, though. I accepted it, and started heading over to them. They had placed the pinpoint location of where to pick them up at. The drive there felt like it took forever. Maybe it was the storm outside, or just the fact that nobody else was on the road. At certain points, I even almost forgot I was going to pick someone up, and it felt more like I was just driving aimlessly. It didn't help that the road it was taking me down was going out in the middle of nowhere. Like, I'm not even sure I've ever been that far in that direction, because nothing was out there. Finally, after just about 35 minutes, I made it to the pinpointed location on the map. It was at the corner of two roads, but two roads in the middle of literally nothing. Empty fields of trees on either side of me, And more importantly, nobody was there. I confirmed on the app that I'd arrived at the location, then just sat in my car and looked around, wondering what the hell they were doing way out here with a storm overhead. After a minute of looking around, I looked down at my phone again and started texting them to see where they were. Just then, I saw someone in my side mirror coming up behind my car. They opened the door and got in. I had no idea where they even came from. I never saw them on the road or even out by all the trees. The man was absolutely drenched in rain though and had a disturbed, almost angry look.
"You order the Uber,"
I said, and he responded by stating my first name, which confirmed he was the right guy. I started driving. A few minutes went by, and something about him felt off. First of all, he was sitting in the middle of the back seats, so he was right in view of my mirror every time I looked back. And he also just had this really uneasy vibe, like he was up to something. I really wanted to ask what brought him out here, and why he was out in the pouring rain in the middle of nowhere, but I also didn't want to cause any trouble. As we got further out into what only looked to be even more uninhabited areas, I thought it best to ask and maybe get an answer that would make me feel better.
"Hey, so what brings you out here anyway? I mean, with the storm and all,"
I said in as friendly a manner as possible. I looked at him in the mirror. His eyes darted away from mine. He looked like he was going to say something though, but then he didn't. He completely ignored the conversation and looked really suspicious while doing so. That didn't make me feel good at all. Even worse, the guy seemed to get antsy now, looking around more and keeping an eye on me in the mirror. Having to focus on the road with the rain pouring on the windshield, it was really unnerving not being able to see what he was up to behind me. But then he suddenly spoke.
"Drop me off here."
Confused, I started to ask if he was sure, but he cut me off, repeating himself.
"Drop me off here."
He demanded it. Something was clearly wrong, and I wanted no part of it. I did as he said, pulling over to the side of the road. He moved toward the door to leave, but I caught his eyes happen to glance at my phone, which was sitting on the center console with the Uber app open. He put his hand on the door, but hesitated. After a brief pause, he glanced back at my phone, then pulled his own phone out and checked it for something. Somehow, in that moment, I knew exactly what was going through his head. He'd been reminded that the app had his full name and everything, and so whatever he was up to, and that I was clearly suspicious about, would be linked directly back to him. I knew it the second I saw his eyes look at my phone, the realization setting into him.
Don't worry. I'll cancel the ride from my end. It won't charge you,"
I said, hoping to redirect his thoughts and in a way fake that I wasn't suspicious of anything, and that by canceling it, maybe he'd think his info would be deleted or something. He glared at me, his eyes still angry and dead. And after another few seconds of hesitation, he left out the door. He walked out into the storm and was hidden by the fog and rain within seconds. I drove away immediately, before he could change his mind. Even though I had basically no evidence that this guy was up to anything, I still quickly reported his behavior to the police. You just never know. Several days went by with nothing, until I got a really unfortunate call. Someone went missing that night, last seen near the forest that was just off the road I'd picked the man up from. They called for more information on what happened that night, but after giving them everything I could, they didn't find him or anything else. Unfortunately, with the storm, any tracks or evidence was likely washed away and gone by the time any searches could be made. They never found the missing person or the man I picked up. I was the last known person to encounter him. I think I'm really lucky that I didn't go missing that night as well. This was on what I thought was going to be a normal weekday for me. However, it turned out to be far from that. Being early April, it was raining a lot around here. My job was partially indoor and partially outdoor, so it was always 10 times worse when it was raining, and wore me out by the time my shift was over. I got off at 6 this day. I drove through the rain 30 minutes to my home, which was nestled away in the rural part of town. Strangely, as I pulled down my driveway, which was just mud at this point from all the rain, I noticed another set of tracks, like another car had recently driven down to my house. I didn't think much of it, assuming it was a mail truck or something, until I got home and noticed no mail or deliveries at my doorstep. Odd, but from the tracks, it looked like when they got to the house, they just did a 3-point turn and left. Probably just made the wrong turn. I went inside and got out of my soaked work uniform, then went to the kitchen to whip up something quick for dinner. It was maybe 7:30 when I thought I heard a knock somewhere by the front door. I say thought because it was only a single knock, and it was kind of quiet. Plus, with the rain and all, it was hard to hear. I got up from the living room and walked to the other side of the house to check the front door. When I opened it, I was smacked in the face by rain and wind, and yet nobody was even on my porch. I looked around for a few seconds before shutting the door to save myself from getting drenched. It was probably nothing anyway. I went back to the living room, where I was watching a show while scrolling on my phone. Nothing really happened for a while, at least an hour, before I got up from the couch to use the bathroom. When I walked out of the room, though, I noticed something really weird. There was a mark on the floor. It looked like a little bit of dirt, or mud, which really stood out because the tile floors were white. I knew I didn't wear my shoes through the house, especially not with them being muddy and wet from outside. Also, I was confused how I didn't notice it before. Where the spot was basically right behind my couch, which faced the other direction because the TV was on the far wall. I grabbed a rag and wiped it up, but still felt really weird about it. It seemed like it was going to be just one of those things that happen sometimes, where you never really understand it, but it's not exactly meaningful in any way, so you just forget about it and move on. Thing is, it did cross my mind that maybe it was someone else, but it felt more like me just scaring myself over nothing. I used the bathroom, then went back to the couch. I'd be lying if I said I just forgot about it, though. This felt different, like I had a bad gut feeling about it. I couldn't help but constantly check over my shoulder, sensing that I was being watched, like that feeling you get after watching a horror movie. With the couch set up the way it was, the whole bottom floor of the house was behind me, which kind of felt unsettling now. It got to the point where I was so uncomfortable that I had to turn the TV off and go upstairs to my bedroom. At least in there, I could be in my bed backed up against a wall without the feeling that something was behind me. I had a small TV in there as well, so I just continued with my night the same as I was. 20 or so minutes passed, and feeling more comfortable in my room, I was just starting to forget about everything, when I suddenly heard something from outside my bedroom door. I'm not sure what exactly it sounded like. It was just a muted thump, maybe a footstep, or something hitting the wall. I didn't know, but it was enough to make me instantly feel unsettled again. I got out of bed and walked up to the door. I put my ear against it and listened. I didn't hear anything. I stood in place for a moment while I gathered up the courage to open the door, telling myself I had to make sure nothing was going on. I opened the door and looked down the hallway. It was empty and quiet. I knew if I wanted any kind of a peaceful night, I'd have to check around the house as well. The only other room upstairs was the spare bedroom, which was a rarely used library/office space. I started to walk over, when, out of nowhere, the TV downstairs turned on, and I could suddenly hear the show I'd been watching being played at full volume. My heart burned in my chest from the fear that just shot through me. I sprinted down the hallway and ran downstairs. The whole floor was dark, except for the TV light, flickering and flashing on the walls. I turned the corner into the living room, unsure what to expect. But nobody was in there. I carefully and cautiously walked up to the TV, scanning the whole room as I did, and used the button on the back to turn it off. Was this somehow just the TV glitching, or was something actually going on? All the random things that had happened that night all just kind of added up. I grabbed a knife from the kitchen and began clearing every area of the house. I should have called the cops right then and there, but honestly, in the moment, it didn't seem like it would be much of a help if someone was there, because they wouldn't make it for another 10 or 15 minutes anyway. I cleared the whole first floor, and through all of it, I never found even a single thing else off about the house. I then quietly walked back upstairs, but by this point, I was sure this was all just a string of unusual but meaningless events. I got up to the hallway and walked to the spare room, creaking open the door. I hadn't been in there for a while, but it all looked the same until I noticed something laying on the floor by the closet. It was the TV remote for the one downstairs. Blood rushed from my face. I backed up and ran downstairs and out of the house as I called the police. Sure enough, when they got there, they found a couple other signs that someone else was inside, including a broken lock on one of the downstairs windows. Likely, whoever it was had visited my house earlier in the day while I was at work, probably driving down my driveway and knocking on the door to see if I was home. After realizing I wasn't, they probably drove away only to come back and break in. They were inside the entire night, quietly lurking around the house. Maybe they really were watching me all night. It still makes me shiver just thinking about it. When I went up to my bedroom, they must have grabbed the TV remote, and obviously they turned it on to distract me as I was walking up to the spare room they were hiding in, giving them enough time to slip out of the house. It's almost 100 times creepier that nothing was taken, and no clear signs showed what they were there for. Hopefully, if anything else happens, I'll still be around to update you on it.